Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September 5th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our 2 of 2, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. We believe the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers are absolutely brilliant. A good, honest, moral people using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America can never be beat. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're doing fantastic. Last hour, we had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We covered three subjects: Hillary's America, the movie. And we sincerely hope that Dinesh will make a movie covering the dark underbelly of the Republican Party as he's done the Democratic Party. Bottom line, go see the movie, ladies and gentlemen. Do not think that the Republican Party is any better than the Democratic Party. Get involved in the sacred cause of liberty today. We also talked about Ron Paul's incredible column, Lessons from the Failures of Obamacare, ronpaulinstitute.org, to learn more. Why are these insurers losing money? Because they're forced to cover people that common sense doesn't make any sense to cover. Not surprisingly, Obamacare apologists are now pushing for a single-payer health care system in the failure of the current system. Government has no legitimate authority to take money from taxpayers to fund health care or any other government agenda. Health care is not a right. Stealing from people is not the answer. Requiring people to purchase a product or a service they don't want is criminal. The first step in restoring a healthcare system that meets the needs of all people is starting with the idea that healthcare should only be provided in the free market for people to choose as they will. We also talked about the international issue, the Paris Climate Agreement. About 195 countries are gathering. The goal is it's an incredible transfer from the rich to the poor. And first world nations will transfer well over $100 million to third world nations. Those who are connected to the politicians will decide where the money goes. And it's a gigantic theft, a transfer of the wealth from you to the bureaucrats and professional do-gooders and dictators around the world. It'll be Haiti repeated all over and over and over again around the globe. Where in the Constitution did the states delegate to the federal government the authority to transfer wealth, to steal property from its citizens and send it overseas in, quote, foreign aid? Obama's now claiming that he has the authority to sign the agreement without the approval of the Senate, but he doesn't. It's a lie. According to the White House, the Paris Agreement isn't a treaty which would require the approval of two-thirds of the Congress. Rather, he says he can just unilaterally assign it. But what the president is doing is criminal, ladies and gentlemen. It violates the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. And if Obama signs this agreement, he is committing a criminal act, and we must absolutely stop him. We finished up talking about this local Kaysville, Utah citizens group. It's called Citizens for Responsible Government. They're doing a great job up there. Every citizen should be doing a little bit in the sacred cause of liberty every day. All right, hour two, Kurt Crosby. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Everybody from the top levels of government, Hillary Clinton on down to Kurt Crosby's local mayor calling us racist, Kurt. Right? Every one of them. Almost.
Well, here you go.
Now, here's the interesting thing about it. Hillary Clinton is a true racist, Kurt. Quote, no whites allowed. Racist Hillary Clinton speaks to press for the first time in 260 days, Kurt. The only problem? Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton will finally speak in front of members of the press. She did it last Friday. But only to black and Latino journalists, Kurt. Yeah, Hillary Clinton literally had a ban on white reporters. Do you support Hillary's ban on white reporters? What do you think, Kurt?
No, I always thought you're just supposed to, reporting should be open to the people that report, right?
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, that's just the way the thing works, you know. I mean, you get a traffic ticket and don't pay it or whatever, you're going to be, you know, spending some time in the slammer. Hillary does deals with foreign countries. Obama sends $400 million to, you know, our enemies. And, hey, it's all cool, right?
I guess. I just don't understand it, though, Kurt. To me, it's so racist, I would never think of doing something like that.
It's nuts. But, you know, the thing is, you can do that to, in today's world, you, for example, the NAACP can promote the National Association of the Advancement of Colored People. That's fine. But if you try to have the National Association for the Advancement of White People,
you'd be
a racist.
Yeah, you'd be a KKK leader, wouldn't you now,
yeah,
Kurt?
That's right.
You'd run around with your cape on and everything. Yeah. Yeah. Now, believe it or not, they had a conference between the National Association of Black Journalists and the National Association of Hispanic Journalists, Kurt. They were at the Washington Marriott in Washington, D.C. down there.
Oh, wow.
And that's where Hillary was hanging out. What do you think of all that, Kurt?
You know, I bet you're not going to get a lot of coverage from like CNN for that.
They're not even talking about it, Kurt. None of them.
Yeah, we'll be able to fit that into their schedule. I mean,
you know, well, I'm telling you, they're thugs. They're a bunch of racist thugs, every one of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What on earth is going on? Why would you ever allow that to stand? It's bad enough to have an association of black or Hispanic whatevers. I don't mind them having that, of course, as long as they let the white people have that, too. But my problem is, why do we even need to have any of those? Why not just have Hillary meet with reporters, Kurt? And if the black guy or the Hispanic guy or whatever writes incredible articles or does an incredible broadcast or whatever else, let him get the credit he deserves. Or her, by the way. What's wrong with that, Kurt?
Wow.
I mean, that's all I'm saying. I don't give a rip what color they are. One guy I think who does an incredible broadcast is our buddy, Jesse Lee Peterson. And a guy that we quote often, Lloyd Marcus, writes incredible articles and sings beautiful songs, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
What about if we just let people...
David Day Clark, you know, I mean, going down the list. You got Ben Carson. I mean, it's amazing how many friends we have that are good, Americans. Who, I guess they got a little bit more skin tone than us, you know. But the point is, they're Americans, good people.
Yeah, of course they are.
We like good. We don't like bad.
Of course, they run around and call us racist. Because we just think that white people should be able to have a seat at the table, too.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Now, Hillary doesn't believe that white people should have a seat at the table, Kurt. She just kicked them out.
Well, yeah. That way she can show how...
All right. Well, in the booming economy, factory activity is shrinking for the first time since February. They call it falling. Sales of vehicles may signal boom's end, Kurt. Did you see that?
No, you're saying that people are buying less new cars?
Yeah, Kurt. They can't afford them, my friend.
Well, why? I mean, you know, a new car, for example, like the one, you know, that...
Well, because Barry's not buying the one he promised to buy everybody.
I mean, the new car that I bought, you know, cost you like $6,000. A brand new one, you know, 18 years newer, will cost you like $70,000. So I don't understand why people don't spend all that money on
Yeah, the average average car on the road is what, an average of like 11 years old, Kurt?
Yeah.
But the reason cars are so dang expensive, Kurt, is you have all these compliant regulatory whatever, it's just
good
to have
point.
Them on the road.
Good point. So not only do you have to, you know, put all this stuff on there, then you got all these little bureaucrats checking on you and stuff like that. I was noticing, though, that our, Honda Odyssey is about to turn over to 300,000, Sam. It just keeps on ticking. You know, it's impressive to me that, see, even with all the bureaucratic regulation, that the American system of, you know, that's still kind of there under all that regulation is pretty effective still, you know, with how competition brings forth good products whether it's in vehicles,
doesn't
or
matter
any
what,
other
in healthcare,
area.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and just that just shows how robust our system is, even though the abuse that it's been taking.
Yeah, good point.
You know, I mean, it's just amazing how robust the system is. I mean, it just, it's better than, what do they say, a Timex just keeps on ticking, Kurt? It's like better than Timex, man. Hey, perhaps they need a new book, huh? Kurt's got details in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. We are live for your special Labor Day, huh? Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt, talking about this unfortunate situation, but don't worry, it's all by the book, huh, Kurt?
Well, that's right, Sam, and so many times you need to, I guess you could say, throw away the book. This happened in Oklahoma, and a couple of, well, this is about 3 in the morning, August 18th, a construction worker sees a car swerve into a ditch. So the construction worker cruises over to the scene, found that the driver was slumped over the wheel and sweating profusely, but he didn't have any signs of intoxication. So the Good Samaritan, he was, by the way, the first responder. He called for help, and a couple of Oklahoma Highway Patrol officers arrived about 5 minutes later. Construction worker captured what followed on a cell phone video. And he said, or it shows one trooper demanded that the driver put his car in park. The dazed and obviously ailing driver couldn't comply. One trooper used a nightstick to shatter the driver's side window and instructed his comrade to do the same on the passenger side. Trooper beat the victim with his club while barking orders at him. About 30 seconds later, the driver was roughly extracted from the vehicle, thrown to the ground and handcuffed, and only at that point did the uninformed assailants, uniformed assailants, maybe uninformed would be a good word too, but anyway, uniformed assailants recognized that their victim had suffered a medical episode. The troopers handled the situation by the book. That's according to the Oklahoma Highway Patrol Captain Paul Timmons, because the officer's safety is paramount in a situation like that. They say you have to take control of the situation, make sure it's done in a safe way for everyone involved. The captain there didn't explain, though, how the victim's safety was enhanced by the actions of the troopers who beat him without cause. Doggone it.
I don't know how to respond to that, Kurt, except for they need CSPOA training, my friend.
Amen to that.
Because I'm confident.
That's the way we work on it.
I'm confident that if they had that training and took it seriously, I don't think we'd have this problem, Kurt.
I think you're right. Good job, Sam.
Because I agree that we need to have the police be safe. But the lie that if you turn cops into thugs, they'll be safe.
Yeah.
Is exactly it. It's a lie.
Good point.
Ladies and gentlemen. I don't know that it keeps cops safer at all. Because oftentimes there might be a good person that would be peaceful. And if the cops get that belligerent, they may feel like they have to defend themselves. You'll never convince me that that's the way to go. Never.
Good point.
What a tragic situation, folks. We can do better, mm-hmm. is the point. We can and must do better. All right. Perhaps they need a new book is kind of the headline that Liberty News Daily wrote about it. Just saying. Because they did it all by the book, don't you know? That's their claim, Kurt. I was just doing my job. See, we cover those things.
Followed the instructions, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Patrick J. Buchanan, now calling him, what, Conquistador Trump?
Conquistador.
Whatever.
Yeah. Sorry, it's just a
it's
little
Conquistador
Spanish there,
in English.
Yeah, I know it is. Talking about this big trip to Mexico, in Patrick Buchanan's, he's one of our favorite authors. He says that Donald, in accepting this invitation to head down to Mexico, he was, taking a major risk. But he says it was a bold and a decisive move, and he says it paid off in what was the best day of Donald Trump's campaign. He stood beside Nieto. Everybody knows about this. They say the gnashing of teeth up at the New York Times testifies to Trump's triumph. I guess, this is a New York Times quote. Mr. Trump has spent his entire campaign painting Mexico as a nation of rapists, drug smugglers, and trade hustlers. But instead of chastising Mr. Trump, Mr. Peña Nieto treated him like a visiting head of state with side-by-side lecterns and words of differential mush. Pat Buchanan goes on to say, as I wrote in August, Trump must convince the nation he is an acceptable, indeed a preferable, alternative to Hillary Clinton, whom the nation does not want. He says Trump achieved his purpose. That's according to a journalism professor that Pat Buchanan quotes. The guy's name is Carlos Bravo Regidor. He said he looked serene, firm, presidential. Our humiliation is now complete. That's what an anchorman at Televisa tweeted.
And I disagree. President, you know what? It's appropriate to work with people. And if Trump's going to be nice, so should the Mexican president Nieto.
Yeah.
And they should basically stand together and work together and find common ground to get it done. Isn't that what it's about? And if you're going to hold somebody responsible for their words, I mean, Bill Clinton's still back telling you he never had sexual relations with that woman.
Good point.
Perjuring himself, and Hillary's helping the cover-up. So there you are with that. Yep.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think if there's any other things from this, you know, rather lengthy
piece from Pat
Buchanan.
Well, the interesting tidbit line in this story to me, Kurt, that we need to mention is what Trump said. And this isn't really Pat saying this, but he quotes Trump from Trump's incredible speech, which is this. Anyone who tells you that the core issue is the needs of those legally or living here illegally has spent too much time in Washington. There's only one core issue in this debate. And that issue in the immigration debate is the well-being of the American people.
Yeah.
And it's not that we hate people, but you can't compare illegal people to legal people and say that the illegal people's rights or protections or you know, whatever are greater. The well-being of the legals matters more. And then if you want to say, hey, let's find out why others can't be here legally, we can talk about that. But let's make sure they're not here illegally. And then we can move on. And Trump had a ton of people join him on the stage that were of all kind of Latino descent.
Yep.
I don't know if I'm saying that right, you know. But
well, you know, people, here's a whole bunch of them that even had lost
loved ones,
Yeah, because of all that. You know, Pat Buchanan goes on to say in his article, Trump's core issue might be called Americanism. Whoa, that's almost like evil to say, you know. Whatever the outcome of this election, he says, these concerns are not going away, for they have arisen out of a deeply dissatisfied and angry electorate that is alienated from the elites of both parties. Yep, the kingmen are at it again. Indeed, alienation explains the endurance of Trump despite his recent difficulties. Americans want change, and he alone offers it. Anyway, bottom line is conquistador Trump, huh? Yeah,
no doubt. Although I'm not sure I like that headline. He's not necessarily on a conquest, but okay.
No, but...
I get the point.
You know, he went down south into Spanish territory, you know.
Well, I knew what they would say would be hostile territory, right, Kurt?
Yes, that's right. Good point.
All right.
So...
The core issue is the needs of the people living here in America, the American people, ladies and gentlemen. That is the core issue. Trump nails it.
And some people think when we say that we don't care about other people. But here's the thing you've got to remember, in my opinion. It's that whole boat thing. If your boat is taking on water and about to sink, you can't help somebody else. If you have an America with troubles, it can't be helpful for anybody else. You got to take care of your country first before you can help anybody else. Right, Sam?
Absolutely. I'm in. Where do I sign? Liberty Roundtable live for Labor Day in seconds on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
The decision by a London traffic bureaucracy to embrace a trendy cause left pedestrians puzzled and at risk because of confusion at traffic lights. Last June, as part of the all-but-mandatory celebration of LGBT Pride, Transport for London replaced the familiar green go sign for pedestrians with various symbols promoting the gender revolution. Some of them showed two males holding hands, others depicted two females doing the same. One particularly confusing variant showed interlocked symbols for the male sex, the circle from which an arrow protrudes. The pointing arrows were interpreted by some tourists and others as indicating the direction they should cross the street, which in some circumstances can be dangerous. When the light went green, I saw two female symbols and I thought, oh, right, so my missus can cross with my little girl, but what do I and the boy do? Recalled Paul Le Patruel. A tourist, Jennifer Reardon, said that her first impression was to ask, "Does it mean women have to walk on one side and men walk on the other?" London Mayor Sadiq Khan insisted that the pedestrian lights served a pedagogical function by teaching that every Londoner should be proud of who they are. More than a few of the city's inhabitants expressed the view that the urgent needs of politically correct agitprop should yield to the needs of pedestrians.
If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Vice presidential candidate Mike Pence eats Hillary for lunch. It looks like Mike Pence spoke Sunday with Chuck Todd of MTP and told him bluntly that Hillary Clinton is the most dishonest since Nixon. Think about it, folks. The media back then went gaga over 17 minutes of missing tape. In other words, blank tape, right? What about the issue with thousands? 17,000 plus emails that are not delivered as required by law? Yeah, what about the honesty issue? This is where the mainstream press is not holding Hillary accountable at all. It's a tragic scenario, to say the least, folks. The question is, while that's happening, why are people not talking about Trump's rise? A lot of people were talking about Trump's virtual obituary after the convention, but what's happened since then, you might ask? Trump's on the move big time, ladies and gentlemen. So why are so many in the establishment media ignoring this reality? Great question, huh? Given the media's love of the horse race, you'd think it'd be a good story, Kurt. But, of course, you'd be wrong if you thought that. Anyway, bottom line, there's a huge batch of data with polling information just showing that Donald is gaining and winning big time against Hillary Clinton. National, real clear politics. I mean, they got all kinds of trends, Kurt. And the bottom line is that Donald is gaining big time. CNN poll of polls. I'm talking big time improvement for Donald. The LA Times. The Reuters polls. Okay. Clinton 39.7. Trump 39.1. And when you think about the margin of error, you don't even know who's winning. I mean, it goes on and on. Morning Consult. Clinton 44, Trump 43, the Fox News polls. Clinton 41, Trump 39, Rasmussen national poll. All right, Clinton 39, Trump 40, The Economist. Clinton 47, Trump 44, right in the margin of error of 3 points. The NBC SurveyMonkey. Clinton 41, Trump 37. Anyway, it just goes on and on and on and on, Kurt. Our buddy at the Republican Party emailed us this. And I'm not here to shill for the Republicans, but I am here to tell you, where's the mainstream press? They're flat out not even honest, Kurt.
Wait a minute. You said the mainstream press isn't honest?
Correct, sir.
Well, there's some big news for you. I mean, I've never seen that before. I was talking to an avid listener, well, Patty, down at Greg and Patty's State Street Grill the other day, and, you know, while I was, offering the raw honey to folks, and, I told her, I showed her a news story, you know, one of the many that we can find ourselves in the, massive, staff that we have and that kind of thing, and she said, wow, that's an interesting story, and I asked her, how come you didn't see that on, like, Fox News or whatever? And she brought up the one about, the football player that wanted to stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance. And I just thought, yeah, you know, those guys just bring that up over and over and over and over, you know, and yet they can't fit in, you know, good news stories like, say, the guy that, you know, brought the $3,400 wallet back to somebody.
Good point. You know, who, by the way, who cares about the guy that won't stand up for the pledge or whatever? Who cares? Or the national anthem.
You know, I'm okay with them covering it once or maybe even twice because it's a big, you know, kind of a San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, but he's nobody, Kurt. It doesn't even matter. Who cares?
But the problem is to carry it so much and leave out the good news stories that could be duplicated, if you will,
amen,
and improve America.
Well, and things that we can do, too,
if you ask me,
that can make a difference. By the way, Pence is going to release his tax returns and Donald to follow up shortly, they say.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir. Now, by the way, Kurt's keeping a bionic eye on the news. Check this out.
Well, I thought this was kind of an interesting story. We try to find, different
It's a cool story, Kurt, because there's an action item, too. By the way.
Well, yeah. What you've got here is it's a West Jordan, Utah story. And the headline reads, Bionic Eye Restores West Jordan Woman's Sight After Being Blind for 40 Years. I guess they say a talking scale and a computer helped this lady. She's blind, but she uses it to make spaghetti pie. Now, I have never had spaghetti pie, Sam, so I was thinking maybe the two of us could go and volunteer to check out her spaghetti pie. But anyway, four decades ago, I guess they say something called retinitis. That anytime you see itis, it means inflammation, you know.
Yeah, retinitis pigmentosa, nicknamed RP, Kurt.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say, but, you beat me to it.
Just so everybody understands, it's where your vision continues to tunnel. It gets narrower and narrower and narrower to where pretty soon you're looking through little teeny kind of peepholes, and eventually your vision goes away. You lose your peripheral vision. Anyway, just an education for you.
Good job, Sam. Anyway, they say it's a genetic disorder that affects the ability of the retina to respond to light. And so she says, I could see a menu, and then slowly I couldn't see that menu anymore, and I couldn't see the color. The colors just faded away. So she's a single mom. She opened a bakery in her garage. I'll bet it was like an illegal bakery, I'll bet. But anyway.
Through every regulatory hoop on the planet, and her poor family almost melted down in the process.
I bet it was tough if she did. Well, she said it was very tough. To raise two girls by myself, that was tough. Her world has been dark for 40 years until now. Some doctors there in Minnesota turned on her bionic eye. They call it the Argus 2, designed by Second Sight. That's the name of the company for the first time. The Second Sight for the first time. It was like over 10,000 light bulbs going off in my eyes, she said. There at home in West Jordan, she's learning to see in a new way. She sees shapes through electrical stimulation of the retina. A camera on her glasses captures an image which goes to a battery-operated computer at her waist, then to a device on the outer eye wall connected to a microchip on her retina that sends the information to her optic nerve. Whoa, Sam, that's a little in-depth reporting there. Though she met her husband, John England, back in 2002, she'd never seen him until recently. "I could see his neck, his chin, his cheeks, and his forehead," she said. "It's really wonderful to be able to see John again and my daughters. It will give her an added dimension to what she's already been able to do. It's another tool she can use. Not many blind people get to see their guide dogs, but Sandy now sees Jet's Silhouette," I guess that's the name of the guide dog, "and other ordinary miracles of life." She said, "I could see the full moon for the first time in years. And the fireworks, I don't remember the last time I saw those. It was pretty exciting." As doctors work to improve the bionic eye, Sandy and John enjoy new dreams and a new life. Researchers in England are, this guy's name is John England, they're in England. Anyway, researchers in England are also finishing, or excuse me,
one of those kind of
finding
funny parallels.
Success.
You just go, that's
yeah,
weird.
There right. you go. They're also finding success testing the bionic eye in people with severe macular degeneration. Final sentence. If you'd like to help with her medical expenses, the family has set up a GoFundMe page under Sandy's future vision. So that's what you look up. But, you know, it's just cool to see. I guess they said they've got $1,015 of their $3,000 goal. 18 people have donated. So, you know, it's kind of a cool story, Sam, I think.
It's a very cool story. I don't know why the mainstream press isn't talking about it. You'd think this is one they could talk about all over the place.
Yeah.
But Bionic Eye restores West Jordan woman's sight after 40 years. If you'd like to help with her medical expenses, the family has set up a GoFundMe page at Sandy's Future Vision.
Yeah.
And I just think that'd be a cool thing to contribute to personally, Kurt.
Yeah, it's a kind of a fun thing. You know, and, well, Sam, you know, although I could tell you this, if you make a bunch of people perform an act of charity, maybe you'd get more, but isn't it nice to just allow people to contribute if they want?
I just say whatever money you're thinking about giving to your favorite politician, send it to Sandy.
Amen to that.
Just saying. By the way, there's a village, ladies and gentlemen. Check this out. 1 in 10 residences are over 100 years old. It's incredible. Details in seconds.
Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit TopreserveTheNation.com to begin that restoration.
Do you want to fix America's police and take the country back in the process? If you answered yes, then CSPOA needs you. CSPOA.org, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is an organization comprised of citizens, sheriffs, police, and other government officials. We are taking America back sheriff by sheriff, county by county, and state by state. And we need you. Over 300 sheriffs constitutionally trained, we teach public servants the Constitution and need your help. Become a part of the solution today at CSPOA.org. Are you a business owner who offers high-quality products, services, or solutions? Do you love America and want your business to support a freedom-loving cause that will help defend the Constitution? Well, if the above describes your company, then I want to connect you with my loyal and like-minded listeners. Contact me at RestoreTheRepublicShow.com, and I will personally consult with you to build a sponsorship package that will grow your business. Support a message of freedom and become a sponsor of the Restore the Republic Show today. Together, we will restore the Republic.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use always. Let's see. There's this village, I guess. 1 in 10 residents are over 100 years old, Kurt.
Yeah, now, Sam, in this piece from the what they call Daily Mail, the sad part is they had in their headline this additional part that I left way down at the bottom, but this is how they, you know, the standard big media does it these days. So the headline reads, Village 1 in 10 residents live to 100, says recipe success, eating fresh stuff, and then it has this. Rampant sex. So that's how they typically, you know, want to, I don't know if you can say spice it up, but, you know, this is how they do it. I left it off because I believe this story, you know, is fine without that stuff. You know, these 81 villagers.
Oh, no, you can't talk about anything, Kurt, unless you put sex in there. Don't you know that?
Anyway, these 81 villagers
See,
out of 700.
Kurt doesn't understand the media, folks.
I guess I don't get it. But anyway, there's 700 people living there in this place called Acciaroli, Italy. You know, I bet it'd be nice to hang out there and do some local broadcasts. But anyway, 81 of them. And out of 700 that are 100 years old or more. And one guy said that the locals living in the village only eat healthy stuff. By the way, I'll give you some ideas about it. One lady, she's 93, she says, we eat a lot of fish, fresh produce from the countryside that, guess what, we grow ourselves. Huh. One person said, we have our own rabbits, our chickens, only local products, and olive oil. We consume what we produce. Experts from a university from Rome and the San Diego School of Medicine are going to unveil their findings at a conference in the village soon. They say it's part of what they call the Salento Coast, this town. It's a largely industry-free area of outstanding natural beauty. Now, I would kind of question this whole industry-free thing because these people are working pretty hard. They're pretty industrious, making their own food, you know, eating what they produce, etc. But I guess what they mean is big smokestacks or whatever. They say it's now, this area's been protected by what they call a national park status. Anyway, the San Diego cardiologist heading up this project said that the explanation for the longevity and they say sprightliness could lie in any number of factors. Now, this is way on the last sentence, so get this part. These include the villagers' high consumption of the pungent herb rosemary and their active lifestyle imposed by their homes' steep streets. So these people walk and exercise and garden and eat, right? I mean, imagine that, Sam. You know? Wow.
Yes. Crazy, huh? Well, you know, they eat a good diet, Kurt. They eat natural foods. Yeah. They live out in the country pretty much, right?
Yeah, on the coast, you know, basically. But, you know, it's a nice surrounding.
I'm just saying out in the country because it's a pretty small community.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not some big city deal, you know.
That's right.
I know some people don't believe you can ever be on the coast and be out in the country, but I'm just kind of saying that it's, you know, if you got a small town. Now, they say the secret to their longevity is only by eating healthy stuff, Kurt. Now, then they talk about this rampant sex thing, and I want to say this, though. That, you know what? Sex under God's guidelines is a wonderful thing, is a good thing, Kurt.
I know, Sam.
Is a blessing. Is the way it's supposed to be. And what I don't like is how they're, in my opinion, manipulating this into, you know, they say the sexual activity with the elderly living in the community seems to be rampant.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure that they're really portraying things correctly there. In other words, I think it's taken out of context for political purposes.
Yeah.
Okay.
For selling papers or whatever.
Anyway, they're talking about this Mediterranean diet, Kurt, which we've heard a lot about too.
Yes, yes.
And it's good. They say they eat a lot of fish, a lot of fresh produce from the countryside, and a lot we grow ourselves.
Yeah.
We have our own rabbits, our own chickens, only our own local products.
Yeah.
Now, where's all the environmentalists, Kurt, that would encourage us to do local products?
Good point, Sam.
I mean, they could be speaking out about this, Kurt. Maybe we ought to quit importing stuff from, like, Brazil and, you know, Mexico and all this and just deal with it locally.
Yeah, imagine that. Wow.
Now, the experts are saying their, you know, their longevity could, you know, really be a bunch of factors. When you dig into the story, Kurt, that's what it says.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What talk about the active lifestyle, Kurt, by steep streets. These people walk all over the place, Kurt.
Yep. Yeah. Imagine that. You know, maybe Uber hasn't made it to town yet.
Yeah. Anyway, what's interesting is they only focused on 80 older people, including 25 centenarians.
Yeah.
That's not very many people for a big study, Kurt.
No. But, it, you know, if you got 700 altogether, it's not a massive section, you know, altogether. That's cool.
Yeah, they're saying good if you story. Want to live long, Kurt, now this is what I do agree with.
Yeah.
You should have a certain type of diet.
Uh-huh.
You should have a certain level of physical activity. You should have a certain type of social life and a certain way of thinking. And I would say if you have, you know, a good diet, you exercise a lot, and your certain way of life relates to family and loved ones around you, and then the way of thinking would be a liberty-minded, free market kind of thinking idea, then you'd be in good shape. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know?
Good point.
Anyway, there you have it. I just thought that was an interesting story. Now, I'm happy for the people that are living longer. I'm sad for the cows that are dying, Kurt. Cows are getting killed, my friend.
Yeah, Sam. I don't know if you ever experienced this, but, you know, I remember growing up and seeing this kind of thing, but... what happens, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes in really bad weather, the cows will get under a big tree because they, at least they got some, you know, protection from the rain or whatever is coming down, snow, rain, whatever. In this case, well, it was, you got 19 cows getting under a tree, and this is according to the, KLTV out of Texas, Hallsville, Texas. And, well, lightning struck, Sam, and it killed 19 cows right under that tree. They were standing under there for shelter, and this one guy, Victor Benson, that saw it happen, he said it was a tragic ending for the cows trying to get relief from a storm. All of a sudden, a lightning bolt came down, and the cows just fell. In the blink of an eye, a lightning bolt, and there was lightning everywhere, but just one bolt, and it was over. 19 cows were killed as a result of that strike, about a third of the herd in the pasture where they were. A mark is still visible on the tree where the lightning hit. The guy named Benson said, hey, you know, he says, we kept thinking, oh, they'll get up. Some of them were getting up and stumbling away, and I called the owner. He goes, no, that's not normal. Yeah. They were owned by the Andersons, who have hundreds of cows in the area. It's not something you see every day, just kind of surreal to see it. Ashley Anderson said her husband has been working with cows his entire life. She said he's never had anything like this happen, not any of his cows, and especially not to this magnitude. I think the one I saw when I was growing up was about 8 cows or so were killed. You know, you'd see black noses on, you know, their noses were blackened and their feet were blackened. The Andersons say while this is a significant loss, they don't plan to do anything differently with their cows. What, they're not going to, you know, apply to the federal government for some loss or something? Let's see, it's just a freak thing, one, you know, the, Mr. Anderson said. I mean, they were just staying out of the rain. There's really, to my knowledge, nothing you can do to prevent this. It was a sign of the power of nature that many in the area won't soon forget. The Andersons also said that the cows were removed quickly after the storm. They say they gave them to people who were able to use them for meat. Well, there you go, Sam. So, you know, instant hamburger, huh?
Now, you still have to cook it, right, Kurt? It's not already all cooked or anything, is it?
Well, yeah, good point. It's ready to be processed.
And you can't just do that process stuff. You got to put it through all the government, you know, regulations before.
I suppose if you're in some state, you know, this would not be allowed, you know. But there, you're in Texas, Sam, you know.
Oh, they can do that down there in Texas. All right, I'm with you.
Yes, sir. They know how to eat burgers and steaks. I mean, you know.
Anyway, I feel bad for the cows, but you know what? We're grateful that people have meat.
Yeah.
Although those folks out there in that village don't want any of that. They don't eat meat with their Mediterranean diet, Kurt.
They got fish, baby.
Yeah.
But that fish is all around them. These guys in Texas, they got steak.
There you go.
And all they got to eat is vegetables.
You know, poor people over there. All right. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We were live for Labor Day. We believe in working today. We don't like the unions that are forced. We reject all that. We stand for liberty. Stand for the free market. Always have, always will. And it's just that simple. LibertyNewsRadio.com. LibertyNewsDaily.com and LibertyRoundtable.com for some of the best content on the web. We the people declare this nation shall endure.